Welcome, and thanks for joining me for this month's podcast. This is Dale Klein, owner Profitable Speech, a sound investment. My business is how you communicate. You're listening to Your Standout Factor. If you listen to my previous podcast, you know that I discussed that your customer's experience counts. Specifically, I reviewed who's responsible for customer service, the impact on businesses that don't excel in customer service, as well as ways to make a difference in your customer's experience. Now that 30 days have elapsed, I hope you've been implementing those guidelines and finding them valuable. Whether you think about your current or past employers, they often share something in common. They all want to stand out from others in their respective industry. Seems pretty natural, right? As business becomes increasingly more competitive due to a variety of reasons, it's more vital than ever before to distinguish your company or stand out in the crowd. As we know, this isn't always easy to do, which means it's time to take action. As you listen, ask yourself, does this describe you, someone who works for you, or maybe someone you know? If so, you'll want to listen to this podcast more than once and share it with a person or other people who will benefit. My focus will be on answering the following three questions. Number one, where do most companies spend their energy to get the competitive edge? Number two, what do your existing and prospective clients really want? And finally, how can you and your company achieve the standout factor? Let's start by answering the first question, which is where do most companies invest their energy to get that competitive edge? Sean Rhodes, a contributing writer to the Business Review, has spent the last 15 years traveling around the globe studying organizations that are experts at differentiating themselves from their competition. He noted that these companies don't necessarily have the biggest marketing budgets or even the largest public relations teams. These companies focused on being better and ensuring the world knew it, which is a lot different than convincing people that they were better than their competition. This makes a lot of sense to me because it seems that most companies put their time and energy into marketing and selling their message. That brings me to the second question, which is, what do your existing and prospective clients really want? Well, perhaps the biggest error that companies are prone to making is assuming that they already know what their clients and prospects want, or using outdated sources of information. By and large, those we serve are expecting a consistently high level of service and experience. However, there may be more layers so that it really behooves you, your company, to really regularly seek out this critical information. And that brings us to the third and final question. How can you and your company achieve that standout factor? Mr. Rhodes recommends these 3 points. Number one, raise the bar for everyone. It's certainly tempting to feature our star performers in the media. But if you think about it, unless you're really confident that your clients are going to encounter these stars, it doesn't really serve you well. Therefore, rather than highlighting the few staff that go above and beyond, why not simply raise the bar and help all of your staff reach for it? Number two, don't just listen to customers. Regularly assess both successes and failures, finding out why they occurred. Whether goals are met or goals are missed, teams should discover why and then share those results so that all staff may in fact benefit. And number three, plan for disaster. Mr. Rhodes reminds us that sometimes we stand out in a crowd for the wrong reasons. None of us wants to be the company that handles an incident poorly. One large mistake some companies make is waiting for a disaster to strike before developing their plan. What's far more effective is having a contingency plan already in place and then training your staff how to execute that plan when needed. Mr. Rhodes wraps up his article with this comment. Focus on your own people first. Standing out in a crowd has much more to do with your organization than the crowd you're standing in. I like that statement. I hope it has meaning for you as well. In closing, when you want to really increase your standout factor for your customers, your clients, or your patients, I recommend focusing on what you've just heard. It'll go a long way for you. And as you apply these recommendations, you'll begin to notice your level of confidence starting to rise. Ask yourself, do I want to have a competitive edge? Well, I certainly hope that your response is a resounding yes. And the best part is, you can start right now. If after hearing this podcast, you have questions about your communication or perhaps someone who works for you, well then, you're always welcome to contact me for guidance. Consider me your communication GPS. Until next month, I wish you profitable speech.